We had to start with that. We are here this morning with the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. My name is Meg with Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Good morning. We have two guests in the studio from the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. And I have to say, what you do for our community is absolutely extraordinary. So with us this morning, we have Tara D'Aguilera. She is our volunteer coordinator. And Samantha Pope, who is the behavioral technician and trainer for the shelter. So I suspect that is both of your jobs are big jobs. So let's talk for folks that maybe you don't even know where you're located. Just kind of give us a Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter 101. Where are you? What do you do? What are some of the services you provide?
Okay, so yeah, so we are a municipal shelter. We are the only one in Santa Rosa County. We are at 4451 Pine Forest Road in Milton. So we basically, the idea would be that we find dogs that are strays or that are lost, and we try to get them back to our owners. Unfortunately, a lot of times they don't get back to their owners, so we are tasked with trying to find them new homes. So that's kind of our basic goal is to we have a big adoption program, so we try to get dogs back to their owners and cats as well. And if not, then we try to find them a new forever home. So we have our adoption program. We have our volunteer program, so we always take in volunteers who really help the shelter run. We have a big foster program as well, and then we just basically try to maintain the care of the animals that we have as well as helping the community.
And you take dogs and cats, other animals as well?
Yeah, so we try not to take other animals. We usually try to refer them out to a facility that would be better suited. So, for example, if somebody has like a bearded dragon, we would refer them out to a rescue because they would be more set up for specialty animals. And then sometimes our animal control side does work cases. So if that happens, then we have partners that we work with on that.
Okay, so your job then is really getting the volunteers in, and my understanding is that y'all are at capacity.
Yes, we are over capacity. We have been all year, but now it's basically at a crisis level. We have 70 dog kennels in the shelter, and just in-house, we're probably at about 120 on dogs.
Good
and then
grief.
Another 60 or 70 in foster.
And these dogs are puppies, all ages, senior dogs. I mean, tell me a little bit about what you have there. It must be a little bit of everything.
Yeah, so we do have a little bit of everything. Samantha can kind of tell us more about the different dogs that we have because she's working daily with those dogs to get them ready for adoption.
Yeah, so we have a great selection of dogs. There's probably a dog at the shelter for everybody. We have small dogs, big dogs, old dogs, puppies. We have dogs of all colors, shapes, and sizes. we are really looking for people that would like to get bigger dogs. Our smaller dogs do get adopted fairly easy because they are a little bit more manageable, and a lot of apartment complexes will house them. But right now our shelter is filled with a lot of medium to large sized dogs that are absolutely wonderful. We have over 30 dogs right now that are extremely dog friendly and would do good with kids and, you know, would just be an amazing addition to your family. So we have a lot of dogs right now that would make a great addition, and they're just waiting for that person to come in and adopt them.
So as the behavioral technician, so you have dogs that come in from all different kinds of circumstances, I would imagine. People who have either, maybe their owner has passed away, or the dog is just a lost dog that someone's brought in as a rescue. What do you do when they first come in? What's the process?
So we have a 3-day stray hold at our facility. So when a dog gets brought in as a stray, if they don't have a microchip, we hold them for the 3 days to give any owners a chance to see that the dog is at our shelter to come and pick them up. After that 3-day stray hold, I do a period where I do an assessment. So I test them with other dogs and I see how they are with people and strangers to make sure that they are safe and fit to be put up for adoption. If for some reason they are not fit, meaning that they are trying to bite or they're extremely fearful or there's something going on where they need just a little bit of extra TLC, I put them through a behavior modification plan where I will work with them to get them to where they need to be so they are safe to put out for adoption.
Well, that's quite a job, and it sounds like you've got them coming in every day. Is there a point at which you have to turn people away?
Unfortunately, right now, sometimes we do, but we don't try to just turn them away. We try to give them an option. So if someone finds a dog and they're willing to foster it for us until we have a space open up, we are more than welcome to do the intake process, give the dog their vaccinations, put them in our system if the finder is willing to hold on to them for us, just because we have nowhere else to put any dogs.
Gotcha. So if I wanted to foster, maybe I'm not in a position yet to take on a dog full time, but I wanted to foster, how does that process work? Do I have to fill out an application?
Yeah,
or?
So we have a foster application, which is really, really easy to fill out, and then a foster agreement, which is basically just people recognizing that the animal is technically our property at this point. So we'll be responsible for all the medical care and anything that the foster needs. So,
food, you cover those expenses?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. So fostering is just absolutely wonderful, and it'll also give us more information on the dogs. So if they're housebroken, if they're doing good in this, or car rides and everything like that. So fostering is extremely, extremely vital for the shelter, and it's one of the best ways for these dogs to find their forever homes.
About how long would typically be a foster stay? Does it just vary?
It varies. It varies on what the point of the foster is. So if it's someone that just found a dog on the street and they're helping us by fostering it until we have a space, it's going to be until we have a space open up, unless they're willing to foster it longer until we can find an adopter. Some people do that. And then I have some behavior fosters that are extremely wonderful, where they'll take on dogs that have some needs, where they need some extra training and a little bit more outside of the shelter environment. And then we have just some fosters that take cats and kittens and dogs and anything that we just, hey, please take something. And they'll take anything for us. And sometimes they'll foster for a week. Sometimes they'll foster for months. So it's really just up to whoever, you know, whoever it is that's getting the animal, what they're comfortable with.
See, with my lifestyle, it tempts me to foster, because I've always had dogs. I don't have a dog at the moment. But my problem is, I know what's going to happen the minute I know what's going to happen the minute that dog is in my house and is there overnight. We're done. I mean, I'm just sign the adoption paper.
That's what we're hoping for.
But really, truly, though, we have 170 plus dogs. So fostering would help. So if someone is listening this morning and would be interested, what number again can they call, or and the location, so that if they wanted to just stop by?
So they can call the shelter at 850-983-4680, or they can go directly to our website for information at santarosa.fl.gov/animals, or they can just stop by the shelter and speak to our staff, and that's 4451 Pine Forest Road, Milton, Florida. We are right next to the EOC building.
And what are your hours again?
So we have different hours. So Monday through Friday, we're open 11:30 till 4:30. Wednesdays, we are open late until 6:30. And then Saturdays, we're going to be there 10 until 3:30. So the only day you can't catch us is Sunday.
Okay. So what's next? What is coming up now? We have the holidays coming up. So talk a little bit about that, because adopting a dog or a cat, it is a responsibility, and sometimes people get excited at the holidays with sort of the romantic idea of a puppy under the Christmas tree, and there's a big but there. Talk a little bit about that, Samantha.
Yeah, so with the holidays approaching, it's super important that if you are thinking about adding a furry friend to your family, that you're really understanding the responsibilities that come with it. Our adoption fees at our shelter are extremely low compared to some other facilities. Our dogs are only $25 and our cats are only $10. So people tend to get excited because it's very low. But you have to think, when you're taking home an animal, that the cost of the medical that you're going to have to do, the vet visits, the preventatives you're going to have to buy, if it's a dog that needs grooming, the grooming costs, and the food, and everything that comes with owning a pet. So it is extremely important these holidays, if you're trying to add a furry friend to your family, that you're thinking about all the costs that come with taking an animal home.
So when you do bring an animal home, are there some tips that you could talk about a little bit in terms of behavior and how to make it? I mean, because obviously it's been traumatic for them.
Yes.
Wherever they came from, then they've been in the shelter with lots of other dogs, you know, in the cages there, and now they're coming into a new environment. Do you have any advice?
Be patient. Our dogs, some of them have been at the shelter for only a couple of weeks, but then other dogs have been at the shelter for a couple of years. And the longer our dog stays at the shelter, the harder it's going to be for them to adapt. But that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. They just need the patience and the time that you're willing to give them. A lot of the dogs just don't understand what a normal house life is like, and getting to just enjoy the simple pleasures of being a spoiled rotten dog. So just be patient, and if you do have other pets at home, introduce slowly. A lot of people get very excited to bring a new pet into the home and just want to mingle all their pets together, but you really need to go slow and let them introduce. You know, I always recommend with dogs, maybe keeping them separated for a little bit of time, put a baby gate up and let them keep, you know, interacting between a gate, and then let them do that. Going on parallel walks, you know, take your other dog out with them and go for a walk so they're near each other, but they're not having to be confrontational or anything like that. And, you know, always monitoring food and toys and other resources. If your dog loves toys, I would probably say, if you bring a new dog home, Don't let the dogs mingle with the toys yet, because there'll be a little bit of jealousy going on sometimes. So always being cautious.
Well, we're going to come back in just a couple of minutes to hear some more tips. We have Samantha here with us, along with Tara from Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Boat lovers, don't miss the Marine Max Pensacola Boat and Yacht Show, setting sail tomorrow from 10 till 4. Marine Max will be showcasing the best brands in boating with exclusive boat and show pricing and special incentives only at this event. Fuel your day with delicious chef-curated eats, complimentary beverages, local vendors, and live raffles at noon and 1. Don't miss the Marine Max Pensacola Boat and Yacht Show tomorrow at 1901 Cypress Street, Pensacola.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Good morning, this is Pep Talk with Meg, and want to remind everybody that tomorrow WSRE PBS invites you to the Joyful Noise Gospel Celebration. It's a Fufu Festival event. It's going to be featuring New York's Sing Harlem Choir all the way from the big city. There will be other featured performances, and the Joyful Noise Gospel Competition will be among our local music groups. So we hope to see you tomorrow. That'll be at Pensacola High School Auditorium from noon to 5 on Saturday, tomorrow, November 9th. And guess what? Admission is free. So here we are this morning talking with our friends from the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. And we have Samantha Pope, who is the behavioral technician and trainer with us, and Tara De Aguilera, I hope I got that right, yes, volunteer coordinator. So we're coming up on the holidays, and y'all were telling me as we were listening to the commercials a little bit about what's coming up there with the holidays.
Yes. So we do every year a holiday foster program for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And what that entails is you guys taking home some dogs or cats for the holidays for a couple of weeks. That way they can get out of the shelter. They can get to relax and not have to be in the very stressful, loud shelter environment. And it also gives us more information on the dogs or the cats on if they do good in the home, left unattended, in a kennel, housebroken, things like that, which gets them a better chance of being adopted, because when people come in and want to adopt, they want to know as much as they can about them. So we do it for about 2-week periods, but if you do want to foster, you can do it for a shorter amount of time or a longer amount of time. It's very simple to apply. You just go onto our website, or you can come into the shelter to fill out an application. And those applications, once they're submitted, we review them, and then we will call you to set up pickup times and dates and kind of go over dogs that we feel that will be a good match for your home, because we want to make sure that we're sending you home with a dog that's going to be fit for the lifestyle and what you're doing, and if you have other dogs, what's going to be the best fit for you.
So what are some of the most important criteria for a match?
So if you have other pets, I want to know, you know, if your dog at home is very playful, if they have a certain play style they like, or if they're particular about a different size or sex of another dog. That way the dogs at our shelter that we've already assessed, I know exactly how they like to play, what they're okay with, what they're not okay with. So try to make sure I'm matching what your dog is going to be comfortable with in the home. And then we also always suggest that fosters, before they pick up their dog, bring their dog with them so that we can do a meet and greet. So that way there is someone there that knows what's going on to kind of observe the interaction to make sure that when you do go home, you're best set up for success.
That's very smart.
Yeah, we don't want anyone having a rough holidays. That's
not our
goal.
Very smart.
We do that. There's not very many restrictions when it comes to you fostering. You know, if you have kids, that's okay. We're just going to send you home with a dog that we know is going to be safe around kids. If you have cats, unfortunately, we don't know how a lot of our dogs do with cats, so that's going to be something where it's really important to tell us if you do have cats so we can make sure if we have a dog where we think they have a prey drive, we're not sending that home with you. So really, it's just tell us everything and anything that we would need to know about the animals, and I'll make sure that when I'm picking these dogs, that I'm sending the dogs home that I think are going to be best suited.
I think that's great to have your analysis of it, to have a little bit, because sometimes I think we get carried away with emotions and mm-hmm. things like that. So to be able to have somebody that kind of knows a little bit more about the behavior, age, how that might affect the relationships with other animals in the home, and also whether or not they're going to get along with kids.
Yes.
Or if it's a senior that's looking for a companion, those kinds of things. So that really helps to have your input. So Tara, I don't know how y'all do it, because how many people on your staff?
So we have about 29 altogether. That's including our medical team as well as our animal control side. And then the technicians we have that do all the kennel work, I think we have like 8, somewhere around there. Yeah.
So my guess is that a huge part of what you do is dependent on volunteers.
Yes, absolutely. So our volunteers are just really vital to making sure that the animals are getting proper care, because our staff is really stretched thin a lot of times. So we have a dog walking group that's like crucial for our animals getting out, and so we're always looking for new volunteers for that. We have a great group, and they basically kind of take turns trying to come in and get the dogs out of their kennels daily if possible. Sometimes it's not daily depending on the weather, but they work really hard to get our animals socialized for us, and so they're a huge part of the team. We also do adoption events pretty much almost every weekend, and it's one or two staff members tops, and everybody else that shows up are volunteers. So the more volunteers we have, the more animals we're able to bring to the events. And that's, I think this year we've adopted about 175 animals offsite.
Oh my gosh.
So it's a really big help for us to adopt animals. And so the volunteers are, we could not do it without them. I mean, they are wonderful. When we need something, we're like, hey, we need this. We need animals transported to an appointment. They just show up anytime we ask. So they're amazing.
I can't imagine that you could do anything without them.
Yeah,
I mean, it's an absolute necessity.
We have a great group, so we really rely on them.
And if I wanted to volunteer, what would I need to do?
Yeah, so you can stop by to the shelter and pick up an application. The easiest way would just be to go online, santarosa.fl.gov/animals. You'll see a big volunteer button. You click that. It's going to take you through the steps to register with the county. And then from there, they'll send you a little bit of paperwork. You fill that out. And then once it's approved, we'll call you with times to set up for orientation.
You're listening to Pep Talk, and we're talking with the friends at the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. You can text or call in. We'll be back in just a minute, because I understand there's an event coming up this weekend.
Yes, there is.
We'll be right back.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your fall barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best forehead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie board to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli Fine Wine and Cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Point.
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace.
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. Touchdown. FSU.
Florida State travels to South Bend Saturday night to face the Notre Dame Fighting Irish in a classic college football matchup.
FSU takes on Notre Dame at 4:30 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, you're listening to Pep Talk with Meg this morning with our guest from the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. And we're talking about volunteers, and also we have a big event coming up this weekend.
Yeah, actually tomorrow at the shelter from 10 till 2, we're going to have a pet adoption event, Pumpkins and Pets. We're going to have some vendors out there. We're going to have some food trucks. We're going to have the crew of Wicked Pirates who are joining us with their big pirate ship, which is awesome. And we're having $5 adoptions, so it's a great day to come out and visit us. And Samantha will be there, so if you're looking to meet a pet and you have questions, it's a perfect day to come. And we're going to have a good time, so if you are interested in adopting something, it's a great day to come by.
All right, really quickly, because we were talking about this. This is something, we were talking about the dog walking volunteer opportunity.
Yes.
We've got a couple of minutes left. You were telling me about Dog Day Out.
Yes.
Okay, now I got very excited about this.
Yeah, so we have a couple options if you aren't able to foster and you're not ready to adopt. We have the Doggity Out program. So you put in an application, and what we do is you just come in, and we get you a seatbelt and the dog harnessed up and ready to go, and you basically take them on a field trip. That way they get a chance to get out of the shelter, maybe go get a pup cup at Starbucks, go walk on a nice trail. No, just do that. And honestly, that's just as great as fostering, because then you can tell us how they ride in a car and stuff like that. And you can take them home, too. If you're like, you know what, let's just make a pit stop at my house and let's just chill out, that's totally okay. The only rules with it is that you don't go to any dog parks and you don't mingle with other animals. But other than that, I mean, it's great. The dogs love it. Every time they come back, they're super, you can tell they're refreshed.
Aww,
and energized and
yeah,
just super happy with getting to get out for the day. So
that sounds wonderful, because for someone like you, as we talked about earlier, I'm not quite ready to adopt again, but I really miss my pups. You know, I really miss the dogs. And that's such a great way for not just the dogs, but for people like me, too.
Yeah.
I'm wondering who benefits more, the volunteer or the dog?
I think it's a good 50-50. Yeah.
Okay, so for folks that are interested in coming out this weekend, again, the times of the event.
Yeah, so it's going to be at the shelter, 4451 Pine Forest Road in Milton, from 10 until 2, and all adoptions are $5.
And if folks have questions, do you have a website where they can go and look up the dogs? I know that you have pictures on your website,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so we do. SantaRosa.fl.gov/animals is our website. And if you need more information about the event tomorrow or just looking at some cute pictures and videos, you can check out our Facebook page.
Fantastic. So thank you so much to Tara D'Aguilera, who is the volunteer coordinator, and also Samantha Pope, who is the behavioral technician and trainer for the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. They are at capacity. They desperately need people to come out and adopt and foster. So please contact them. Go to their website. You can make a difference for a small animal that needs your love. So thank you both for being here and for all that you do.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Pep Talk. Well, thanks so much. We hope you all have a great weekend at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.